Welcome to our Vox Dev Talk series, in which we ask practitioners what lessons they've learned about using evidence in decision making. When we spoke to Roger Voorhees of the Gates Foundation, he warned against holding on too long to your prior beliefs when the data shows they aren't having an effect in the real world.
So when I first moved to Africa, I worked in the microfinance sector and was living in Zambia and really deeply engaged in a group lending methodology that was successful and funded by a number of donors. And as we began to get into that work more deeply, what we really discovered, or what I discovered personally, is that not everybody is an entrepreneur and not everybody were getting the benefits of microcredit like we had originally thought. And we began to work with a number of partners, one of them being the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but CGAP and Axion and Opportunity and others, and academics at J-PAL and other institutions, to really evaluate what worked and what didn't in microcredit. And what we learned, and what I learned personally on the ground, is that sometimes the work we were doing actually were negative impacting families and actually holding people back or pushing them deeper into poverty. And that had such a personal impact on me that I really got dedicated to making sure we used academic evidence and data, empirical evidence, combined with on-the-ground experience to really understand the unintended consequences we had with our work, as well as what was really working, not just what I wanted to believe was working. And in that particular case, it caused me to abandon the idea that credit was the magic issue around financial inclusion, but landed that savings probably was more impactful, but that savings wouldn't work unless we radically changed the transaction cost of reaching low-income people. Now, over the last decade, since I really struggled through that, we've probably seen a dozen random control trials, as well as another 50 panel-level surveys that show that micro-savings or access to savings is an incredibly powerful tool for buffering people against risk when they face a shock at their household level and helping them to rise out of poverty. And that microcredit didn't show those kinds of impacts in an empirical way. And most recently, as we've seen in some of the science articles that have come out, both on the role of financial inclusion in women in East Africa as well as in India, what they've really shown is access to those financial inclusion services, both in savings and just market connectedness, really had large-scale poverty impacts beyond what we would have expected against the background population. And so I think that I really learned that sometimes relying on just instinct or relying on common knowledge actually led us down the wrong path. And that by using the combination of on-the-ground experience with really rigorous academic research helped us understand what the right solution should be and the ones that seem to be holding out to prove the case of what really works for low-income people. And that actually is one of the reasons why I came to the Gates Foundation, to make sure that we stand in the gap of using both empirical data as well as risk capital and market connectedness to understand what the implications are of things that we say are true and hold ourselves accountable to be truth tellers when what we're doing isn't working. And I think we do that across each of the spheres that we look in, and then try and actually hold that out to the whole industry to come around where the academic and empirical work pushes us. So I think early mistakes taught me that we have a big stewardship responsibility as donors, and then secondarily, that poverty is a complex problem that we really need to be able to listen to those on the ground and make sure that we understand what the implications are of things that we believe in. And by doing that, we can have bigger impact that more easily works in the markets that we care about and actually has a more transferable set of interventions from country to country, and not everything has to be bespoke.
Thank you for listening. For more in this series, check out voxdev.org.